All right, welcome into Win by Two. Tomorrow begins the round of 64 for the NCAA tournament. It's going to be so exciting. It's fun right now to look in whatever website you use, whatever app you use for your tournament, to just look at all the lack of red, I should say, of strike-throughs, of incorrect picks. You know, right now it feels good, feels like we're all smart. I'm here to tell you that none of us are going to get it right, because it's impossible. But the goal is to get 3 out of 4 of your final four right. Maybe your champion actually makes it to the championship game. Of course, you want that to happen. It's not going to look pretty. I wish you luck. I'm here to tell you, Spencer Porter, I win by two. I don't know everything. Trying to be logical. Trying to guesstimate, but in the end, it just doesn't work. That's why we play the game. In this tournament, though, UConn, champs from last year, they're the favorite. They're the overall number one seed. One seeds, of course, don't always win it. History-wise, we've had 24 champions in the NCAA tournament that were one seeds. 5 2 seeds have won it. 4 3 seeds have won it. 2 4 seeds have won it. This one's interesting. 5 number 11 seeds have made it to the final four. So it just goes all over the place. However, though, I will remind you, just the way I'm thinking, UConn was crazy last year. You know, just a reminder of how their games went. Every win by double digits in their just steamrolling of the NCAA tournament. First round, Iona against Coach Rick Pitino, who's now in the Big East. 87-63. Yeah, that's a 24-point win. Then 5 seed St. Mary's. 70-55. Oh, double-digit win. 15-point win. Arkansas, 88-65. Oh, 8 seed Arkansas loses by 23. Number 3, Gonzaga. Okay, finally they're playing someone good. 82-54. Steamroll. Almost 30-piece them. Then Miami. Maybe it's just me. I forget Miami was in the Final Four last year. For some reason, my memory is easy. On the other side of the bracket, Florida Atlantic versus San Diego State from last year. I just forgot that UConn played Miami in the Final Four. Yeah, 72-59. Big win. 13 points. Then San Diego State, 76-59. Double-digit domination. They've got some of the same pieces from last year. Coach Hurley at the helm. I think they're going to do it again. It's fun when the favorite doesn't win. I mean, so I'm here for whatever. But just to keep this brief, I'm going with UConn. It's the safe pick, but they're amazing. They have tournament experience. They've got studs. They're essentially too deep in every position, and they won every game in the tournament last year by double digits. And for them this year, they're playing in Boston in the first round. And I believe if they make it to the Sweet 16, I mean, they're going to be close to home. They're going to stay in the Northeast until the Final Four trickles over to, I believe, Phoenix, if I'm not mistaken. They're just rolling. What's interesting, though, is their region, 2 seed Iowa State. Oh, Big 12 champs. Okay, 3 seed Illinois, Big 10 champs. Wow, 4 seed Auburn, SEC champs. I mean, did not make it easy for them. I don't expect a lot of upsets in this bracket. You have BYU at the 6 seed as they play Duquesne. I space who the 5 seed is. I'll get back to it in just a second. But it is just such a strong region. The Huskies don't care whoever they have to face. I'm going with UConn. Two dark horse teams, though, that I think would be exciting if they could pull through. I don't know if they're really dark horse, but they're 2-3 seeds. I think Illinois is playing some great basketball. The problem is, though, they have to play Iowa State if there's no upsets. And then UConn, I don't think they can win those tough games. You know, their road to the championship is just harder than a team like Purdue, who has a weaker region or just matches up better with the teams that they potentially could face. The other 3 seed, I think, has a decent chance is Creighton. They beat UConn by 20 in Omaha during Big East play. They've got some great players from great experience, you know, some vets, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year in the Big East, and some talented guards. I like their upside. You'd see them play in Tennessee if things, you know, go with the better teams on paper win these games, which never happens, but you'd see them play Tennessee if Tennessee survives Colorado State and also Texas, if, you know, whoever they end up playing. And then also they probably match up with Purdue. Those are tough teams, and I even think the 3-seed Kentucky. All the 3-seeds are pretty lethal except Baylor. I don't think is that tough of a 3-seed, but 3-seed Kentucky as well. They score the ball like it's free, like no one's guarding them. They're just so talented offensively. It's like a video game. But they're bad at defense, and the easy way I look at it is, you know, these are games where, you know, it's now or never, so they might actually play some defense. I think UConn's a safe play. If you want to sound smart, just say UConn, but who knows, within days, it could be a foolish statement to make. That's why this is just such a great tournament, just a magnificent sporting event. I think it just unites the whole nation, and whatever team makes the huge upset, all their merch, you know, all their recognition will their notoriety will be all over the nation, and people will, you know, buy sweaters or buy something for your dog that represents, you know, this Cinderella story. Of course, we had the St. Peter's, the Fairleigh Dickinson. I mean, there's always a team. Loyola Chicago was a big one a few years back. Their run was awesome. So, good luck with that. Officially on the record, I have UConn playing Kentucky. I hope one of it's right, or at least one of those teams go to the Final Four. But if it's madness like last year, it will be crazy. But if it's too much madness, I think it's actually not as fun. A weird part of us wants the big dogs to be in it, or some of the big dogs. Last year, World Series, it just didn't have the big dog. It didn't have an LA, it didn't have a New York, it didn't have a Houston. And that, you know, that made it not as good as it could have been. And we had UConn in San Diego State. Just not as good as it could have been. So we'll have to see. Just a short episode. Wanted to get it out before the round of 64 starts. Wanted to sound smart or act like I've prepped and taken notes, getting ready for this. Once in all my predictions probably just end up in a crumpled piece of paper, but something's got to be right. Three teams I didn't even mention yet was Houston, North Carolina, and Arizona. They're amazing. So they could win any game. All of them could win the tournament. UConn, of course, is the favorite, but Houston defense is amazing. I think some people might forget about them or be like, oh, I don't know, because Iowa State rolled them. But overall, Houston, great. What I hope for is Arizona and North Carolina to play. You'll get Caleb Love, who transferred from North Carolina to the Wildcats, play North Carolina in the Elite Eight. That would be fantastic. That would be a great storyline. And a great storyline in women's basketball is Iowa versus LSU. They're matched up in the same region. So if both those teams win, I believe it is the Elite Eight, they'll face each other, which, I mean, would be must-see TV. So some fun storylines within the tournament, of course, as every year. But keep an eye on those things. To end this episode, here's my go out on a limb, give it to you. I'm going to take Samford to beat Kansas. That's going to be my big upset. If it doesn't happen, whatever Kansas advances, I think Gonzaga will still beat them. Or McNeese beats Gonzaga. But Gonzaga's Coach Few and these Gonzaga guys, they know how to play in the tournament. They make it at least past round one every year. So I'm going to take that as a given. But I'm going to take Samford to beat Kansas. Games in Salt Lake City, some people think altitude could affect. I don't know. But Samford, they got a lot going. They're just happy to be there. They play with a great pace, shoot the ball well. And McCuller Jr., the best player for Kansas, is out for the tournament. Bone bruise is not healing. He's done. But Hunter Dickinson, the transfer for Kansas, who's been amazing, the big boy, 7-footer, dislocated his shoulder a few weeks back. He's been practicing, though. He's good to go. Coach Bill Self said he's ready to go. So Samford got a game plan against, I mean, if you're committed to Kansas, you're a baller. But they're without their best player. They're not as deep as they usually are, hence their 4 seed. So Hunter Dickinson is going to have to take over. But Samford has a good chance. And with that being said, though, Kansas wins by 20. I'm not surprised either, but I'm going to go for it. This is my Cinderella matchup. Samford might find their way to the round of 32. We'll wrap it up on Win by 2. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck with your brackets. And still have fun watching basketball, whether your regions or brackets are perfect or an absolute mess. Better luck next year.